Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, Azu, I have prepared a show for you this evening. So we are here live today, another live show, another fantastic guest. So I am all about empowering people, empowering young people. And today I am here with an amazing, amazing guest that talks all about that. Some of you know that I encourage, I like to be able to encourage young kids and very young kids to become self-business entrepreneurs. What to do? Some of you know kids. And I wanted to make sure that they learn all aspects of a business. And I take them, my little one loves to call them already talking about becoming her own boss. And hey, we're going to talk. And wait. Our life today is after our Canadian Thanksgiving, October the 14th. So pumped up. Hopefully, that are in Canada, we're able to have a wonderful Thanksgiving over and quality and our family. Thank you so much for the comments on social media. We really enjoy it. And the kids today had to get up early and go to school, and they were not looking forward to that. As I mentioned, today we have a special show. It's episode 14. Just to let you know, everyone, we are booked solid, looking already for December. We will be taking a couple of weeks off in December as the kids go off for the winter holidays. So we will be off, and we have some repeated shows, and probably this is going to one of them, because I know that this is going to be a special. I always like to take a couple of minutes of your time. Do you know, everyone, we are being listened over 10,000. We have 10,000 listeners all over the world. Yes, you've heard it right. We have listeners, everyone, in Australia. So, good morning. People actually just got an email yesterday from Spain. We also have listeners in South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, Israel, provinces, huge following, especially from Ottawa, because this is where our guest is from. We have listeners in United States, all over United States, New York, Washington, Kansas, North Carolina. And the list goes on. Huge hello to Solange, Long Island, New York. And also we have across the border to Turkey, England, Nigeria, Ukraine. And every time that I get an email from somebody, I always ask, where are you from and how did you hear about the Lizzie T. Radio Show? So thank you so much for it. My goodness. Also, if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, do not forget to send us an email at radio@lizzie.t. radio@lizzie.t. Also, we have our website, Lizzie T LizzieT.com. And there's a form that you can fill up, and my VA and I are happy to accommodate you as an already booking for December and one day in January. Book solid, but that's all good. This is what we work for, and we work towards to have a wonderful, wonderful network, not only in North America, not only in Canada, not only in Ontario, but all of the world. And the news, well, we are just celebrated as a year in Canada, Thanksgiving. So to all of you that celebrated Thanksgiving, hopefully a happy Thanksgiving, and you will be able to spend quality time with your family. Not about eating, but being thankful. Not for the material things, but as I always say, be thankful that you have family, be thankful that you are alive, be thankful that you are here in this earth. I also wanted to make sure that you know that right after my entrance with a special guest, I will be playing some of the MP3 that has been sent to me via email. So if you are a musician, singer-songwriter, and you wanted to have a little bit of extra exposure for your music here at Lizzie T Radio Show, we are 150% supportive. People, a little bit difficult to get that extra exposure, but not here at Lizzie T Radio Show. We will love. Today we are playing the song Melody from Andrew Goodman, and he is from Ontario. Also, Hero from Rain, and this is Lyra. And last but not least, singer from the United States. Wonderful, wonderful to hear from all of you. Continuing on our show, I just wanted to make sure that we are on board with our guest. So, I just wanted to make sure that we will.
Kathleen Boucher. Kathleen Boucher. She is a registered nurse for the past 37 years. She currently lives in Canada, and she loves people, especially kids. Since she got started, actively help them to realize that there is greatness each one of us. When Kathleen was 4 years old, she developed polio, which had led her to always walking with a limp. She learned very early in life that a person's inner strength is always so much stronger than what can happen to them in the outside world. With two grown-up children and a brilliant husband, she is blessed in so many ways. Her goal has always been to do something that brought value to the entire world. It is her hope and intention that the book, A Simple Idea to Empower Kids, can empower kids around the world. John F. Kennedy had the right idea when he or most said, children of this world, valuable resources in its best hope for the future. Let us empower our kids to help to find their purpose in their life and to live their life authentically, doing something that they love. Let us teach them early that they can do, be, or have anything they desired. The sky is the limit. Kathleen received the award that she received at the Creative Child Awards program, and it has recognized Kathleen Boucher's book. She received in 2014 the Book of the Year Award and the Books 14. And Preferred Choice Award in the Kids Book category. The Silver Recognition Award for Mom's Choice Award was given to a simple idea to empower kids for kids 8 and younger.
All welcome with huge, huge round of applause, Kathleen. Hello, hello, Kathleen, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Thank you very much, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's our pleasure, our honor to have somebody of your category here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So let's get started. How did you get involved with things like that? I mean, you are a mom. I can see that you have that gusto or this desire to empower kids. But how did you came up around and develop such an interesting method?
It's a great story. It's an absolute great story. So I'm a registered nurse, and I work in the ICU in Kingston, Ontario, and I love the people I work with, and I really love nursing. But I've been doing it for 38 years. So in July of 2013, I thought, I wonder if there was something else that I could do. So I went online, and I found the School of Online Business run by Mike Klingler and Robin Lynn. And the reason why I thought this was a great opportunity is because I could work at my own pace, and as a shift worker, I could work any time I wanted to. So I joined, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I joined their entrepreneurial program. I thought, you know what, I was standing in my kitchen thinking, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. So I joined the entrepreneurial program, and I thought, how am I going to figure out what I'm going to do? So I think it boils down to the questions that you ask yourself. And so my question was, what would make me want to jump out of bed full of passion for my life and full of energy? And every night I would go to bed asking this question, expecting an answer. And within 2 weeks of asking the question, I started dreaming about writing a book to empower kids. And I thought, well, I've asked the question, I've expected an answer. This wasn't exactly what I thought would come up, but you know what? I'm going to go with the flow. And so I'm on Skype with my coach, Mary Hargill. She lives in Toronto as well. She works at the Academy of Coaching Cognition, and the Academy and the School of Online Business work together to help their students. And she said, how long is it going to take you to write the book? And I thought, you know, I have to tell her something. I hadn't really thought of it. So I said, oh, about a week. And so I get off Skype, and I think, well, what's the difference if I write the book now versus a week? So I go out on the balcony. It's a beautiful day, and I think, what are three things that I can ask or teach kids? And so I think, what is the most powerful force on earth? And I believe it is the power of love. And what do countries go to war over when this is taken away? And I believe it is the power of choice and the power of belief. And so now I know what I'm going to talk about. So I sit down and I write the book in 30 minutes. And then I think, well, who's my target audience? And so I want kids around the world to get and listen to the message of the book. But in my heart, it's really the children of the world that will never own a book or sit in front of a computer. And so how do I format it to them? And so I thought back about, the Knights of the Round Table. In those times, the general population did not carry books. They couldn't afford it. So they would sit around the campfire telling tales that were vivid in the minds of the listeners, that were ingrained with lessons, and were very repetitious. And so when I wrote the book, that's how I formatted it.
Fantastic. This is a beautiful story, everyone. Let's all applaud it. I mean, I have to applaud because this is how it Kathleen, this is how I teach. How I teach. I teach them by telling them stories. I can tell them to read or to do something until I'm blue in the face. But if I don't show them or if I don't tell them a story, there is nothing going to be. And for them to be able to see it. Now, the stories to them are just a tall teller. Fantastic. Amazing. How did you come up with this? Because it took me years. Now, are your kids the type of kids that are actually are a product of your book, or this is not later on?
Well, one of the things that I did with my kids to give them confidence when they were little, and it doesn't cost anything, and everybody out there can do this, and it works like magic, is we all know that the subconscious mind, you know, what you feed into it, and it'll do its work at night. And so before my kids went to bed, and I started this with each one of them at the age of 2, I would tell them when they went to bed that I love you, I am proud of you, and you are going to do amazing things with your life, and you are going to be very successful. And because I did this, I mean, both my kids are extremely confident. So, I mean, that is just a stepping stone to the rest of the book, but we want our kids to be confident. We want them to, in the book it talks about, you know, words can never hurt you unless you give them permission to, and that's a way of letting hurtful words slide right off of you. It goes against bullying. But if you start off with a child that's foundation is filled with confidence, you know, if a child comes up to them and says, I think you're ugly, your child's going to laugh at them because they don't think they're ugly. So it's just a way to start them off on the right foot, if you will.
I love it. I love it. And really, this is common sense to me. But it, believe it or not, for a lot of people that are listening to us right now, it's taken us forever to reach where you are with your book, and this is phenomenal. This is why I love what you're talking about, because to me, what I want to leave to my kids is not only what I've learned through my video show, the legacy of my learning, and every night I tell them, and this is beautiful. You're listening to the CT Radio Show. We are live today, everyone. If you feel like calling in for a comment or a question, Kathleen, the author of A Simple Idea to Empower Kids. This is beautiful. You know that I love, it's one of my favorite subjects, is to be able to empower your kids. This is what I'm all about. I was just telling Kathleen, I want to be able to leave my kids with a legacy. And I'm not talking to everyone money. I'm talking about teaching that nobody else can pass through your kids other than you. The number to call in, everyone, is 347-99-3926. We are also on social media. The Facebook is Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There's a radio button right on the show. If you click on it, you can listen to us live. And if you're not able to right now, or if you just came in, later on, we'll be able to... Well, leave us a comment, a question. Perhaps you've read the book, and Kathleen right now will be able to answer some of your questions, or perhaps you have a comment and you want to say how great the book is. Please do comment. We hear about this is what the Lizzie Radio Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do. Contact me. Let me see. Kathleen, one thing I love about what you do it. Now, you were saying that you had a mentor, you work with a mentor, and this is what I found very important about actually all of us, no matter who we are. I'm talking about big people out there, Donald Trump and many of the big fellows out there. They themselves have mentors, and you've mentioned some. Now, to have a mentor to follow your dream of writing a book or to become an entrepreneur. What are the biggest goals in life? that. I assume that's what you got meant. Plan to teach this in teaching environment, be able to have kids. What is the plan?
Sorry, I couldn't hear the last part. Are you asking me who my mentor is?
No, I like the way that you got your mentor. I mean, what
yes.
are the plans for the future in your career? This book, and you've had, this is your first book, or you have other books as well?
Well, I have the book, A Simple Idea to Empower Kids, for kids 8 and younger, and then I had a dream to change the cover and the illustrations for preteens and teens. And then I worked with my coach, Mary Hargill, and we made an Empowering Kids interactive workshop with 10 animations and PDF worksheets that kids can answer. I can send you the link to that. It's on the Coaching Cognition website. And it has a lot of tools that kids can use to have more confidence, overcome anger, use vision boards, the law of attraction, etc. And then I have a third book that I've written. It's called More of a Simple Idea. I may publish it in January. And I've just put on Kickstarter.com a book that I'd like to get published. It's called The Idea Book. It's one of two books that I have as e-books on my website. The Idea Book is for kids to brainstorm their ideas, and the Goals Book is to teach kids how to write down their goals. And on my website, greatkids.me, there are posters, free posters that people can download in 14 different languages on faith and how to make goals, taken from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. I contacted the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and they said it was fine for me to use these posters as long as I didn't sell them. So they are free. I have permission to use them, and they're for anyone that wants to help children make goals and have faith in themselves.
Fantastic. Now, any of the workshop that you are planning, are you planning perhaps a big workshop you're in Kingston or perhaps in Toronto in order to be able to reach more people? Or perhaps a teleseminar. What are the plans, really, for the future in your life?
Well, my coach, Mary Hargill, has told me that this is something that we should do together, a workshop to promote and, you know, have the kids work on the animations that we've done, because it's a great workshop. And she lives in Toronto, so I told her I would come to her. So this is something in the future.
Fantastic. And this is really what it's all about, you know, just to start with a book, start with an idea that you've had, and now you have this amazing ability through your book to reach a lot of people, and especially empower kids. And that is really one of my, as I mentioned, my favorite subject. Now, Kathleen, what would you say that inspires you in your life and in your career as an author? What inspires you?
Well, I have to say that my father, now he's passed away when I was 15, but he was my inspiration. He started me off at the age of 10 with a book written in the 1960s by Maxwell Maltz called Psycho-Cybernetics. And he was always reading books on the subconscious mind and how the mind works. And so I just followed in his footsteps. Yeah, that's basically, he said to me when I was young, he said, you know, in your lifetime, you must give value. You must do at least one thing in your life to give value to the world. And so this is my way to give value to the world. Through my
Beautiful.
Book. Yeah.
beautiful. And I love that about you, that you learned such a valuable lesson from your father. Really, he passed on to you this ability to be able to share with the world what you know. And now you are so contributing in such a huge way, and you are helping others. So this is beautiful. This is fantastic. And really, this is what it's all about. Now, you were mentioning books like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I have other books that I make my children, and I listen to this word, make my children read. What do you think that nowadays, with the technology, the amount of television, the amount of computer games that kids have, how hard is going to be to try to mold this new generation to think like us? What can we do to help this generation to come out of the... I mean, technology is wonderful, but I think it's making our kids dumber. I don't know how else to put it.
It's frying their brains. There's a little game that Anthony Robbins plays to shift your thoughts, because there's a lot of negativity out there. So you can ask your kids to play this game, and if they are able to do it, at the end, give them a reward of some kind. And this is what it is. You don't go near any negativity, so you don't watch anything negative on television, anything, newspapers, whatever. But that also means guarding your thoughts. So we have 70,000 thoughts a day. And so if they can keep their thoughts not being negative for 10 days, and believe me, it's not easy, that means they can't get into fights with their siblings or, fights at school or whatever, they have to stay positive. And so they guard their thoughts. And every time they get a negative thought, they say next and throw it out the window, so to speak. So what happens is at the end of 10 days, wow, they feel empowered, because now they've connected to the power within them. And they haven't got a lot of negativity floating around. And then they can be creative. They can do, whatever they want once they've connected with this. But it's not easy to do, because there's so many thoughts in our head, and when you start listening to them, you realize, wow, that's not a good thought. I'm going to throw it out. So,
love it. Love it. If you have just tuned in right now, you are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show all the way from Toronto, Canada. I am the host and producer, and I have right now with Kathleen, an author of an amazing book. We were going to a little bit more about her ideas, but right now she's giving us amazing tips. We that have kids that we love for them to be empowered. And love the title, by the way, Kathleen, A Simple Idea to Empower Kids. Now, she gave us an amazing tip. Now, if you can try this, and I will, Kathleen, I will definitely try this. Don't promise, but I will give you feedback. 10 days. Tell your kids not to be talking back to each other. That's going to be the harder one. Every time you do have a bad thought, just throw it away. Love it. I've actually never heard of this before. And listen, I've heard everything from everywhere. Love it. Love it. One thing I just wanted to make sure, Kathleen, before we run out of time, I just wanted to make sure, where can people reach you? In the future, if you're thinking about the workshops in Toronto, I want to be the first in line to take my kids and be part of this workshop. So please share with my audience the website, phone number, email, where they can be.
Absolutely.
And I will be listening to those.
So it's probably easiest to get me email. I'll give you my email address. Because I'm a shift worker, my schedule is all over the place. So they can send a message to Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, H like Henry, dot Boucher, B-O-U-C-H-E-R, at KOS.net. And if they don't hear back from me, right away, it's probably because I'm working nights. But I do promise that anyone that sends me an email, I will get back to them.
Fantastic. And the website?
The website is greatkids.me. It is going to be redone by the end of October. So if you see it now and then look at it again in November, it's going to be completely redone. Just a heads up about that. And then if they want to connect with me on Facebook, again, my Facebook page is greatkids.me, but great is with a capital G. So greatkids.me is the web site, and greatkids.me is the Facebook page.
Fantastic. And I will have links, everyone, right on my fan page, plus on my website, lizzyt.com, for you to be able to listen to this show again and for you to be able to link to greatkids.me. Greatkids.me. So the links will be there. You are listening to the radio show. We are live today. We have a show with an author all the way from Kingston, Ontario, here, right here in Canada. We've been getting a lot of Canadian authors and people from right from our home. And today is not the exception. Also, I want to point out that right after radio, the interview with Kathleen Boucher, we will be playing some of the songs that have been sent to us via MBC. So if I am behind, please have patience with me. We'll be getting a lot of MP3. You answer this for us. Who would benefit from purchasing this book?
This book is meant for kids around the world, but also their parents, because their parents are going to be reading it to the kids as well. Kids can read it at home, in schools, in libraries. It's meant for kids that are in hospitals, in shelters. I'd like to see it used in children aid societies and for the very poor. So the application is really, it can be used anywhere.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And now, I find that when I was reading the bio for your story, and I read that you had polio, and somebody who gone through such a horrible disease, and on your bio, you mentioned also that you have a limp. Did you find that going through school at that young age, you were probably bothered by other kids? I hate using the word bully, but would that affected you? And this, right in this book, it was a way of you being empowered for those things that I happened earlier in life.
That is a great question. I'll tell you a quick story. I wore a brace, which was $75 on my left foot, and that would be equivalent to like $350. And we were walking back, I think I was in grade one, and this other student said, you know, you walk awfully funny. And I turned to the student and I said, my shoes cost $75. How much do your shoes cost? And I looked up because the nun walking beside me, I thought, I was going to get in trouble, but she was trying not to laugh. And she said to my parents, you know, from that day forward, I never worried about Kathleen because she could hold her own. But it was true. There was a lot of kids that bullied me because I got extra attention because I had this silly brace on my leg. And I was angry when I was very young because I didn't understand why I was going through this. But I was also extremely spiritual at a very young age. And I realized very early in my life, it does not matter what adversity you have in your life. It does not matter because you are always stronger on the inside. And if you can connect with that, you can do anything. So that's one of the reasons why I wrote in my book, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. You can have a child that's got, he's in a wheelchair or she's in a wheelchair. It does not matter. All that matters is what they believe. And if they believe they are powerful, guess what? They are powerful.
And you just took me to my next find, that the inspiration that you have given to my audience is worth gold, Kathleen. And on that note, there's a lot of people listening to us all over the world, and they're hearing how beautiful you're able to express yourself after going through that trial in your life. And here you are, a published author, and you're working towards a wonderful, beautiful dream. I mean, you still have a full-time job, and here you are, sharing and given so much inspiration to us. One thing I love to ask my guests, and you're not going to be the exception, what would you say, what would you be your three words of advice for somebody who's in the same situation as you? They have that full-time job. They love it, or they might not like it. They have that dream in their heart and their mind and their soul to do something different, but they don't know what. What would you say to them in order to inspire? I mean, you've already done that. You've already inspired us, and this is beautiful. But what would you say to them in order to keep them going? They're ready to go for me to want to start that business. I love to hear that.
My best advice to anyone that is in a situation where they, you know, they don't like their job, they want to do something different. The trick is you have to find the question that will lead you to the answer. And so your end result is what you're looking for. So the question for my end result was, what would make me want to jump out of bed full of energy and passionate about my life? Because that was my end result. I wanted to feel passionate. I wanted to feel energized. So the trick is, what is your end result? When you figure that out, the way you want to be, you know, how you want to live your life in your perfect life, then form it into a question. And then once you have that question, when you go to sleep every night, ask your subconscious mind to give you the answer. But also know in your heart you will get the answer. Expect it and keep asking until you get the answer. So if you are fearful and you're in a rush, it's not going to come to you quickly. What you have to do is ask the question with expectation, but be totally detached. Just know that it's going to come. You're not going to worry about it. It'll just arrive. And so once you do that, voila. You'll get the answer, and then you'll start living your life exactly the way you want. And every time you are stumped, say you reach a roadblock, ask the question, how do I overcome this roadblock? And go to sleep knowing that you're going to get the answer. And then just do something every day towards your goal.
I love it. I love it. And this is what I got, everyone. This is beautiful. Every night, and find the question. Now, you have to find the question that it will give you the right answer. That answer, it will lead you to do what you desire, what you're meant to do on this planet. And that's number one. And without fear. And that, I think, is the trick, Kathleen, because we ask what should we do, but we have that fear. We don't want to hear what the answer is. And I know that you put it beautifully, because you had that desire of sharing and empowering kids and empowering adults and empowering people all over the world. And it just came to you. I love it about you. And you have to be, you have to realize, Kathleen, that you are a very lucky person, because not a lot of people, there's people in this planet that goes through the whole life, and they don't find that out. And they pretty much have their last days, and with the should-haves and the could-haves, and it never happened. So you are very blessed and very lucky to have this experience in your life. And I'm very honored that you are sharing it here with us at the Lizzie T Radio Show, sharing your book. The website, everyone, is Great Kids. Me.me. GreatKids.me. This is beautiful.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
you are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are almost coming to the end with our There's still a couple of minutes. You can still call in with a comment. I mean, just take advantage of not every day that we receive an that has a book about empowering you, is about telling how it is. I got great tips. I get great tips myself to do the show. It's just to be able to learn from my guests and share with the world that we all can do a huge difference in people's lives. You think that you can't? I make the difference because you can. Anything that you say in this world comes back, and you can inspire somebody, you can help somebody, and you don't know. I've had people commenting on my shows about things that I've said 2 years ago, and now I am reaping basically the benefit of sharing this information with my audience. Beautiful. Kathleen, I wanted to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for sharing your story with us, for sharing your book, for sharing knowledge, for sharing tips. My goodness, you are the person that I'd love to have back because you have so much information to share with my audience. And the number, again, sorry, the website is Great Kids Words for my audience.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed myself.
It's fantastic. Thank you so much, Kathleen. And we will definitely have to share a workshop here in Toronto where we can help more kids and help more people. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Platoon. Platoon. Let's go.
Hello, I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here today live with, we will just had Melody, the song Melody, rather, from Andrea Goodman. And today is an amazing show that we had author Kathleen Boucher from the book A Simple Idea. And as all of you know, I'd love to be able to empower my kids. I take my little ones with me at work wherever I go. And this is perfect, perfect segment for my show, as today is not going to be an exception. Just make sure that you tuned up with all the news that Kathleen has to offer and workshops or anything like that. Now, if you mention that you heard Kathleen via the Lizzie T Radio Show, I will be more than happy and honored. The website is greatkids.me. Now, I have the links right now on my social media. And like the page for Kathleen, and also follow them on the website. And if you have any questions for me or for Kathleen, that you comment. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Radio@lizt.ca. Continuing on with our musical section, we have, as I mentioned, the song from Lyra, all the way from the Ukraine, and the song is Hero.
Коли здається, що земля втікає із пітні, і чорні хмари оточили синє небо, у мене біля серця є цілющий оберіг, і хвилюватись ні про що мені не треба. Коли здається, що і сил, надії вже нема, і опускаються додолу мої руки, у мене за спиною є міцна жива стіна, що не віддасть мене на жодні муки.
Пишаюся тобою, мій герой. Мій захисник покою, любий ти мій герой. За тебе я молюся, в любові я клянуся, лиш тобі, ти мій герой.
Hello, this is your host and the producer of the Lizzy T Show. We are back with the last song, and the last song is from Rogers. And the Rogers is from New York, and I had the opportunity to meet Rogers right here in Toronto, Canada. He is from New York, an amazing artist, launched his single about 3 months ago, and this is going to be one of his best upbeat song, and nothing the best here at the Lizzy T Show. The song is called Drink Up by Rogers.
The week is gone, throw it away. Tonight we gonna party like tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out. You're not alone, I'm here to stay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Tonight we're gonna party, cause tomorrow's hella pay. So go on and dance,
yeah,
and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
Them legs for days, you got me in a trance. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Oh, hey, cover girl, angelic with your pretty smile. I'm not mistaken, yes, I noticed there's another side. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight.
Tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out. You're not alone, I'm here to stay. Tonight we gonna party, cause tomorrow's hella pay. So go on and dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
We gon' go out, we gon' get down. We gon' drink up, we gon' freak out. Girl, I make it sexy, but you make it freaking hot. Once your body gets to poppin', then the B&B come on. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight.
Tomorrow's Judgment Day,
yeah.
We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
You're not alone,
I'm here to stay. Tonight we gonna party, cause tomorrow's hella pay. So go on and dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
And I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie Show. We are starting to come to the end of the show, and unfortunately, time's flying when you're having fun. Don't forget to mention about Kathleen Boucher. She is the author of A Simple Idea to Empower Kids. And you know what I mean. I am all about empowering our kids, our generation. Also, this show could not be possible without the amazing sponsorship of our sponsors. We're being sponsored right now by Toronto Photography. And the website is actually, and Facebook at Toronto Photography. And Facebook. Also, we're being sponsored by WeddingSaviors.ca. We're being sponsored by Blendeva.com. We're being sponsored by Care Hotels Group. We're being sponsored by Trippa.com. We're being sponsored by Grouse Lead. We're being sponsored by NatureNova.ca. Thank you so much to all my sponsors. And sorry, I forgot to mention, we're also being sponsored by the wonderful store, the Latina store, Columbia Fashion. So every time that the Lizzie T radio show has a public appearance or talking and motivating people, as always do, we're being addressed by Columbia Fashion. It's right here in Toronto, Canada. Also, here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we have a new phase now where we are videotaping. So not only are you able to listen to us, we are also on YouTube. So if you're in the Toronto area and you want to book us for a TV interview, make sure that you email us at radio@lizt.ca. Subscribe our channel, Lizzie T Radio, on YouTube, and or fill up your form right on my website, lizzyt.com, LIZYT.com, and we will be happy to do an interview on the internet on YouTube. Well, to be able not only to hear your beautiful voice, but also to see. As again I mentioned, I'm so sad that this show is coming to an end, but we will be back tomorrow. And don't forget also that on Friday we have Stoico, the gold medalist for figure skating. It will be here in our, we'll be talking to them. I can't wait. So thank you so much for being part of this amazing network, everyone. Thank you so much. Part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, where I want to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. Thank you, everyone, and I.
over and over again. I don't remember. It's still in my head. It's still in my head. My head. When we get back on the dance floor, moving and grooving, you got me wanting more.
Canadian show.